I'm gonna leave tits off. It's like crisscross. Who sat down too fast? Come here,
slide. Liz over here tagging me. So, I'm gonna bring out my next guest, but before I do, me and Lynn actually have something in common.
Mm.
We're both Eminem fans.
Yeah. I love Eminem.
So, like, did you listen to Eminem when you were young? Wait.
Well, young.
Young makes it sound like you're really old.
It's like college. No, I was in college when he came out.
You're in college when he came out? Was it that song, the My Name Is?
Yep, that one was good. I listened to his, the stuff with Dr. Dre.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot all the titles of the freaking songs already. Do you remember the titles?
You know what's crazy is those songs? Yeah, those Guilty Conscience.
Mm-hmm. I love
those
I love
are our
like
oldies.
He's a bad boy.
Those are our those oldies. Are... Is that nuts?
People, the kids Eminem. Nowadays are like, what is that?
Eminem is a fucking oldie. Like that would be like our dad listening to the Carpenters.
Really?
Yeah, that's how old it is. I have kids, when I was teaching middle school, they didn't know who Bruce Lee was. They'd be like, who's that on your shirt? Bruce Lee. Who's Bruce Lee? I was like, let me talk to your parents. Like a bitch slapped the fuck out of me for not teaching
you. Middle school?
So I was I taught an after school program skating to middle schoolers. And then I was teaching high schoolers. And then that kind of fell through, but now I'm doing like my own.
Yeah.
Where I just have my own thing going on.
I'm going to have my son learn from you.
I would love to, because honestly, at the end of the day, it's like this. It's like doing, like, let's imagine you like you're a comedian and I like deny you like ever doing comedy at my club. And then I see your Laugh Factory video and then I'm like, oh, come work at my club. You would kind of be like, all right, but you'd have ill feelings towards me. That's what the school is to me.
Oh, okay.
The school is like, fuck you, skating's bad. And then now fast forward, it's like, we want you to teach kids how to skate. But everything, it's cool and all, but the rules with school, there's still those uptight people.
Yeah.
You know, there's still the, you have to wear full pads. You know, there's still that like micromanagement and they treat you like you're a delinquent. So that never goes.
Right. So you're into, you're doing your own entrepreneurship as in.
Yeah, I just started doing my own. And I feel like it's like stand up. Like we just do our own, right? At the end of the day, you just do it yourself. Which,
and there's nobody else there to blame anything on. It's just
there's
you.
No one. Yeah.
You do the writing, you do the delivery, you do the setup.
So how did you get into comedy?
Oh my God, comedy. So I always liked comedy. I was an actor and people were like, you should be in a sitcom. I was like, oh, I like drama, you know. And then I found an acting comedy class.
Okay, so you took a class.
I took Pretty Funny Women and Bobby Oliver's class. And then when I became a mom, I was like, nothing can be harder than being a parent. So I said, let's just try it, see what happens.
So did the parenting give you your
The balls?
Well, did it,
it gave
it
me the
gave
balls.
You your material.
It gave me the material and it gave me the courage to do it.
So how long have we been doing it for?
How long have I been doing stand-up? A year.
Are you serious?
A year, November.
That's, you've made incredible progress for 1 year. Yeah.
So,
you got,
you.
Were you on the Laugh Factory Fresh Faces? Or
no, was I was on the Laugh Factory. I was booked for the Pretty Funny Women show.
Uh-huh.
And then they liked the clip.
And they put it online.
Yeah, so they put it online. And, you know, it's crazy because it was like, I was like, what? You know, you don't think that that's going to happen, you know? You just do your thing and you're like, I'm just glad to be on stage.
Well, Laugh Factory is selective about material.
Yeah.
So it probably just, like, was something they needed for whatever subject matter, you know, because it's a different subject matter. Mm-hmm. Actually, it's funny you said that. My first year, that's how I started.
Mm.
I did a class and they put my clip up, but mine was on Comedy Time. It didn't get millions. A Comedy Time used to be like, it was really big in the 2000s, where it was the biggest comedy platform. Like everyone has it. Like you'll see old shit of Ali Wong on Comedy Time.
Oh shit!
Time. Yeah, like people were like getting into the game. PK's on there.
Oh shit! Yeah.
Yours got like a million, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine didn't get that. Mine was like at 50,000.
But you know what's crazy nowadays? Like social media is so big, right?
Mm-hmm.
That a million views, I didn't think it was a big deal.
I
thought it was normal.
We talked about this.
I thought it was
normal.
Interject. Yeah, interject.
But remember we discussed this in the car. It was like, we discussed you and like how big it is to go viral.
Yeah.
It's like, it's those work office, like, threads of where, you know, they're spreading it around like wildfire. It's word of mouth. It's girlfriends being like, oh, fuck, did you hear that? Like,
mm-hmm.
it's like going viral is like spreading herpes.
Look at it. I love her comparison.
So you're
this is
I'm herpes.
Went with this. No, it's huge. It's,
Lynn
you know,
is out there.
Just spreading
viral,
it.
Going viral sounds like a fucking STD.
Yeah, it does sound like that.
But it's huge. That is word of mouth. That is people being like, this was so fucking resonating. This hit so hard that it passed around like that.
Yeah.
That's great. And then, so when you were acting before, did that kind of give you your platform to transition over to stand-up? Because you, like, were in front of people acting.
Mm-hmm. I was in front of people, and I always hosted live, like, award shows for companies and stuff.
Oh, really?
So I always did
so
those
you're a
things.
Public speaker.
I was a public speaker. It's just, you know, when you do stand-up, it's different, right? Because you get one shot to do the setup, to do the punch, to do the story. You know, you don't get to, like, do it over and over like acting. You don't
no,
get that.
You
get one shot.
Yeah,
and
no,
if you
there's
bomb,
no cheating.
No, there's
no fucking edits.
You can't be like, can we roll? Can we turn it
well,
back?
Well, that's why YouTube, do you know, like there's mm-hmm. a lot of YouTube people who are like, they're hilarious on their YouTube videos and they try stand up. And I've asked PK, I'm not going to say who, but I'll be like, how did they do? And he's like, honestly, it hurt me.
Yeah.
Like it hurt watching it. Because they don't understand how hard it is to fucking do it.
They don't understand, man.
You're not a natural. Like, you may have a killer 5 minute or 10 minute,
mm-hmm.
but that's just the start, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you just go from there. But how long did it take you to get that 5 minutes or that 10 minutes or that 20 minutes or that?
Forever, dude.
It takes forever.
Forever.
Because it's got to keep working, not the first time.
No.
It's got to, like, work multiple fucking times.
And everybody always asks, they're always like, Lynn, how did you do it your first year? And I'm like, listen, you gotta choose to do an open mic and not hang out with your boyfriend that night.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You gotta choose to, is that true? It's true, right?
We talked about this morning.
Well, here's the thing. I made her late to her first open mic that she wanted to do.
Which there's only two rules in open mics, and you know what the fuck that is. It's don't be late, don't flake.
Don't run the light.
Don't be late.
They said don't run the light too, right?
Yeah.
No, it was two rules. It was like don't be late and don't flake. And it was like I was pulling both in like my first.
Because she did one of those open mics where it wasn't sign up. It was like they give you a set time. Like, so you.
Like on slotted?
Like fourth wall.
It is slotted.
Slotted, yeah.
Slotted.
And you pay like. Us a month, like $5.
Probably like $5. It's a dollar per minute.
And they don't let you in late because they close the door.
Yeah.
Yes.
And you lose your $5.
So, I made her late to that. And then, but I'm a, it's like I'm a fucking comic. So it's like, how ironic is that? It's like, you know, you don't shit where you eat, I guess.
But so, but how, why were you late? Because you were having naughty time or you were late?
Because
no.
Though.
I think we were arguing a little. We were like fighting about
something.
You were
in your own zone.
I was zoned out. I remember I was on a massage chair and I was watching Netflix. And I was like on my second beer.
And I'm like scrambling around getting
and
ready.
She's
and I
like,
was like, no, I kind of just got like short and choppy. Like, did you even like GPS it? Do you know how long it takes to get there? Like,
and it took way longer than the time we were out. Really,
but did you get to go up though?
No.
She
did
go up though. And I felt like your first time was better than going to that spot like that.
My first time was around a group of people that we all know as like friends and acquaintances.
Well, it was your first time meeting them that day. So it was like
majority,
you were a stranger.
Yeah, majority of them. But I had met Vince and Wade.
And she went up in front of like seasoned comics. It was Vince Royale's wedding shower.
I did like 10 minutes. Just like
she did
randomly.
10 minutes, rambling.
She just like riffed 10 minutes.
Yeah, and she had like some girls are like, get it, girl. Like, and they cheered her after and shit. Like, she was connecting, right? It's not connecting.
So,
no,
wait,
I don't
but
knock it. It's a true labor of love.
Girl, it's hard.
But that's why, like, I don't, like, fret, like, getting up there because I'm like, it's just fucking real life. And I know you can relate to that. It's like when you live it every day and you're like, fuck, you can't even write this shit. Like, you know, it's just too much. And if you share it, you know,
mm-hmm.
kind of why, like, Louis, I don't know. Are you familiar with Louis C.K.?
She likes Louis C.K.
Oh, you like Louis C.K.?
We both like Louis,
I love him.
Yeah. My new I'm in love with Dion Cole right now.
Yeah. Did you like his special? It was good, right?
I loved his. You know why I like it? Because I feel like he's a male Wanda Sykes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah.
They have the same style.
I see that.
And like my style is kind of like that. Like I see myself that kind of delivery and performance, you know, versus maybe.
You know what's cool about his special, though, was I saw a different side of him.
Yeah.
Which I know I'm always used to his funny, like, let me see what
he
writes. He's come up with the jokes on the spot. Mm-hmm. But he was doing a lot more act out.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing a lot more, like, rants.
Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't, like, all that joke style. It was like seeing Biggie rap, like, Bone Thugs on the Ready to Die album, right? It was after Life After Death. Because mm-hmm. they're like, oh, he flipped that Bone style. Mm-hmm. Not bad. It's still Biggie.
Mm-hmm.
But he tried to do it up, you know? And it was cool to see that.
I liked it. Did you know he used to be fat?
I think most comedians used to be fat.
Except for you. You said you used to be, like, super thin and fit.
They used to be, or they get fat.
They get fat. Wait, but I was going to ask you, because you've been doing comedy for how long now?
I'm in my 10th year.
Yeah, so you remember your first open mic? Because she just started her first open mic. You remember yours?
My first was I had to perform in front of a crowd after taking a class like you did.
Oh, okay.
But my first booked performance, I got booked at the Improv.
Oh, shit.
And Jim Gaffigan did a drop-in
mm-hmm.
before me.
Before you?
Yeah, so you already know how that night went.
Yeah.
I got off stage and, like, you never got a behind the mic. Like, you never went in front of the... You stayed behind the mic. I stayed behind the mic. Like
you didn't move the mic again?
Like it was my spear. Like, I was scared of the crowd. I was so nervous.
Oh,
so I just remember running my bits autopilot in my head and just, like, rushing through them in more of a memorization style than actual connection.
Oh, okay. I feel it. Because it was your first... But the open mic, though, like when you went and tried new jokes. You remember that?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, that shit's scary
No one says anything. My first time was I remember getting mad and cussing out the booker because he kept letting his friends bump me.
Oh,
I signed up at like 8. I got there at 7:30.
Yeah.
First guy there. Signed up like third on the list. Guy kept bumping. I left at 10:30. I remember going, fuck you. Fuck this mic. Like, you know, that like ghetto delinquent side of me that wasn't a comedian yet.
Yeah.
Was like, fuck you up. You know what I mean? Like,
oh shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And that guy like probably still doesn't like me to this day. You know, like, I don't know. It wasn't a good experience at all.
Yeah. But is that a normal thing? I don't experience that a lot where they, you know, booker, I mean, the mic runner lets friends bump people. They probably don't do that as much anymore.
This mic, it was just weird. Mm-hmm. It was like, I think it was a combination of a lot of things. Maybe they got like psyched out because I was like at all my tab. I don't know what it was.
And plus 10 years ago was a different game. Wasn't it different back then?
It can also be the attitude you exude, right? Sometimes it's like you give off a unapproachable vibe. And mm-hmm. maybe they're like, oh, fuck this guy, you know? Like, this Asian dude with his stupid tattoos or whatever.
Prior to the Me Too movement, so, you know, everybody did everything they wanted to. Now nobody knows how to fuck that.
Yeah,
guys or girls. You're like, ah.
Nobody wants to hug. I'm always hugging the host.
You're like, you lean in.
I always lean, and I'm like, oh, shit, am I not supposed to hug the host?
So when you did your first mic, was it bad?
It was terrible. Like an open mic.
Where
like
was
trying,
it at? Where?
It was at Dial Comedy Studio in Koreatown.
Oh, okay.
And luckily, it's a supportive mic, but I was so, I had to drink wine. I had no material. I just went up because Lisa Sunstead, the teacher at Pretty Funny Woman, was like, you got to go and get used to.
Getting up there. You even make a single connection? Like anyone laugh? Or?
Yeah, people laugh, but that's just because
you were just winging it, right? You were going off the top.
No, I had stuff written down, but they weren't jokes. They were just we had an like exercise ideas. In class that was like write 10 things that's interesting about you.
Okay.
So I just read those things off. Like I used to give hand jobs for a living. You know?
Did you remember?
I
all
was
10?
In
I'm
jail.
Like, let's hear it,
you
let's
know what
hear
I mean?
All right.
I don't think I was like, I used to give hand jobs.
Did you
for
really
living.
Give hand jobs for a living?
That's a true story. You think I make this shit up?
So the happy
somebody?
Ending shit is like.
It's all true.
Holy fuck. All right.
I thought that I was.
Shit just got real.
Your shirt is perfect.
Okay. I thought that was. Okay. So you were a legit, like in where?
I was a legit
massage
girl. In Monrovia, in L.A.
Like a happy ending massage.
Like
a, no, it was just hand jobs. It was a full-on back rub and then a hand job.
Yeah, and so how much was a hand job?
It was like $200 an hour.
That's not bad to have someone jack you off.
But this was 10 years ago. Nowadays, it probably costs
So when they would like jizz, where would it go? On like a latex
On them, on whatever, not on me.
Would they be like, let me get it on you? Like, I'm sure.
No, I'm sure they asked, but I don't remember if they really asked that question. Not really, because they know. Back then, it was like a boom of
So when you're with your husband and you give him one, is he? Are you like, bitch, this is $200. It's free.
I don't give that shit for free.
I don't get out of bed for $200 a hand job, bitch.
No, I don't have a husband. But if I did, I would charge him for a job.
Fuck. So
you thought I was making all that up?
No, no, I.
Speaking of making things up, though, and the husband. So now your jokes about your baby's daddy.
That's real.
Are those are fucking real, too?
Those are real, too.
Okay, that's, you know, that's comical. Or, I mean, it's
real.
Funny as fuck when you're doing your shit, but that's even better.
That it's real?
You should tell people, like, the background
that it's a true
of that.
Story.
It's crazy.
Yeah, because some people do think it's so outrageous that they're like, oh, did you make that up? No.
They can't write that shit. That's
but
what
that's what, okay, that's amazing. So, yeah. You know what's funny? It takes lengths that serious where you have to give hand jobs. And then you are so smart to have become a comedian after that.
But you know
how
I,
fucking golden is like
how gold is it, right? Because most people either don't admit it
but
to
that's
the public.
So interesting. Any motherfucker listening right now is like, oh shit, she gave hound dogs her lip. Like they're probably
she's
turning the
her,
volume
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yeah.
Goddamn truth. And yeah. That's what makes you so relatable in comedy. It's like
yeah.
You can't.
Yeah, you're a real
not
person.
You're sitting there
yeah.
Making this shit up. It's true to form. You know, it's like it's what's happening. It's organic.
Yeah, and I always say that happened. That happened for me to do comedy. Like, you know how everything happens for a reason? Your
yeah,
because
you don't see it
now.
At the time, and you're like, fuck,
yeah.
What?
No, I actually
show
felt
me.
Powerful at the time. I didn't feel. I didn't feel like. Disgraceful or anything. I was
no,
like,
dude,
ah, fuck.
I
was like, men pay me to do this?
You give me $200 an hour, I would fucking rub dudes out all day long. That's $200 an hour. I don't
and
even have a
look.
I'll just act like it's a fucking, like, a shake and bake or something.
I used to, like, just think of, like, my lines for the audition. Like, I don't, you know, I'm not really, like, connected. I'm thinking of American Idol. What am I, what the fuck I'm going to eat?
What,
you know?
Your monologue. You're going
yeah,
to
yeah.
Your monologue.
I'm studying my lines for real.
That's fucking insane.
You think these girls
so
like
what? It? What was your demographic? Is it?
It was a lot of upper class white men. I get, you know, I get some of the ones who like, I've been screwed over and stuff like that. Me getting caught and going to jail is real too. That's real.
And that was from the hand job?
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's awful.
So,
well, I mean,
it was a sting operation.
I had a sting operation. They didn't put me in jail then. I just had to cut it for the joke. But I got caught. They took me to court. I didn't do anything the court ordered me to do. 5 years later, I got pulled over.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And then got
FY, can I talk about the hand job in the caption or is that
yeah.
too? Okay. Because some people might like, you know, not, I don't want you to be like, oh, don't tell them about the hand job. Like, I love
too
it.
Late.
Up
Laugh
to
Factory's
it.
Already spread it all
That's
over the
place. Fucking amazing. Wow.
Yeah, because I didn't feel ashamed or anything.
Spread it. Spread
but
it
to be honest, there's no shamefulness
no,
to that.
There's
like
no.
It wasn't like you're like, you know, sucking guys off
no.
Like it was a glory hole or something.
No, and even you know
like it's not even it's harmless.
It's just a hand job for real.
I mean, there are maybe young girls out there listening and shit. It's not necessarily harmless. I mean, you will be in a
I mean
negative thing.
If
I
you're
mean,
ever trying to do it, just make sure you don't go to an unsafe neighborhood. Make sure it's in a
check
wealthy.
Check the guy's chest for a wire.
Make sure
take
you
someone
use
with
petroleum
you.
Petroleum jelly instead of like KY
I used
jelly.
To pay somebody $40 every job
fun.
To just drive me and wait outside, and they would get a text from me.
So how do you do? You go to school for the hand job? Do you have to go to a school?
No,
like,
I just somehow learned. I know how to give massages legit.
So I'm assuming your hand job is. Way different from my hand job.
I'm pretty sure it is.
It's probably got, you know what I mean? Like, it's like when a girl who cuts hair washes my hair.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever she does to my scalp, I can't recreate that feeling no matter what the
right.
fuck.
Yeah,
the
yeah.
Only they have that, those scissor hands.
Mm-hmm.
Just
and
like
they were trained.
Those things that people do really good. So your hand job must be like on another level.
Well,
holy shit.
My back rubs are good. So most clients come for that.
So is there a technique to the hand? Like, do you do something with
you
the
just,
hand?
Yeah, you just got to take your time. Act like you really like it.
Do you
act
talk
like
to them
you
like you like that, daddy?
I don't talk, no.
You
but you know
fuck?
What? I used to have girls work working for me. And one girl was like doing all this sexy talk. And I was like, the fuck am I supposed to be doing that shit? I didn't do any sexy talk, but she did, and she made more money than I did. You know?
Yeah.
I didn't remember I told you I was thinking about other shit. Like
so how long
life.
Were you at the hand job gig?
For a year.
A year.
And then I just got sick of looking at dicks.
I
really
can,
did.
I can see why you're
like,
fucking...
this is all right.
No, it's because
Oh my fucking god!
It's like it is. It's like dick, dick.
I know
dick,
you see dick, a lot.
Dick, 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 dick all over the
you
head.
You see a lot.
Was there Asian homies that you brought out?
Did you close your eyes and see dicks?
Size wise, was it like the same of every dick? Or
no.
Was there a,
oh, Jesus.
Who had the biggest dicks? Blacks?
Black guy. I didn't get a lot of black clients.
Okay. Were the white dicks pretty huge?
White dicks are huge. Italians don't all have big dicks, though.
Oh.
Italians.
Look at me,
a lot of Italians have.
Yeah, right.
That's probably why they act all fucking.
They got the Lambo to make over the little dick. It's like
they don't all have big. They have the smallest ones from what I've seen in my experience.
Damn. So it's funny because they're all different, like they're different in ethnicities of whites, like Italian and different from
Did
Polish.
You get any Latinos?
Yeah.
I thought they were too broke to pay.
How
they
do
are.
They find out about
I'm like, they are.
Mm-hmm. How do they find out about this? Is it low
Craigslist?
Key?
No.
Oh,
Craigslist used to have a section called erotic.
Okay.
And then they changed it to sensual. Okay. And then they changed it to adult.
And now it's miscellaneous.
Now it's like, I don't even know what it is. And then there was
misconnections.
There's Backpage.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't exist anymore. And then there's LA Weekly, the newspaper.
Oh, LA Weekly. So handjobs are illegal.
They're illegal.
So
I mean, I was in denial for a year telling myself that it wasn't. I'm like, but I'm not even having sex with them, you know?
Well, I was telling her the other day, like, I ran into this guy I always go to the gym with.
Mm-hmm.
He's a Vietnamese guy. Every how you do, man? And then, like,
you're so good.
We have so much. We have so much small talk.
Yeah,
that's bullshit. It's never real talk. And the one day I got him,
you got to picture this. So they're pumping
because we're like pumping. How business is going? Good, you know all the shit. So all I said was I was like, yeah, you know, he's like, yeah, I got to take my client out, you know. I was like, just buy him a few hookers. He's like, I am. Did we go to the one spot? I was like, what? I was like, wait. He's like, I am. Tonight we go. I know all. He was like giving me like the rundown.
Yeah.
Oh, you go there. They have all type of girl. You have a Malay. And then he lit the fuck up. Like eyes popped out. Personality was like, oh, the but you have Malaysian girl, they lick your feet, they do it all, man.
God damn.
I go there, they cut you pick if you want, you go, oh, give me next. And he was just telling me like all this shit about these hookers. He was like, sometimes they do, you know, whatever you want. And I was like, oh, so you're married, right? Because every time we've talked before, it was about the family and the kids. And he's so open about the hookers and how he buys them for the clients. And we're having a good time. And you should get Malaysian women. Oh, you should try it. And I'm like, how's your wife? My wife is good.
She's great.
And then I'm just like, so I was trying to imply, like, is this sex bad in that marriage? Mm-hmm. Is that why you go? He's like, put it this way. I'm not lying. He goes, in Mike Oljo, there's a saying, if she can't walk the bed, make her walk the stove.
Is a phone ring. If she can't work the bed, make her work the stove.
And the stove make her happy. And then I make myself happy. And I was like, get the fuck out of here.
Damn.
That's so not fair.
Wait, so let me ask
her,
you.
If she don't work the bed, make her work the stove.
But then he finished with, she's a good cook.
Well, yeah, he's like, she's good cook. Make her happiness, cook me good food. And I was like, really? That's her happiness? Well, you go get blowjobs from hookers, and she's just stoked to be like, come home, daddy, with my fucking, you know. It's like, really? Is that, are you sure that she's cool with that? Or?
Is she cool? But let me ask you guys this. So I've always asked my people this. Would you consider it, you, George's girlfriend, would you consider that cheating if he got a handjob from like a professional?
Would he consider it cheating
would
if
you
I had
consider,
some guy rub me
would you
out?
Would you guys consider it cheating if it's no feelings attached?
I think if feelings attached, anything that is sexually done other than your partner, for me,
is cheating.
It's kind of cheating.
Okay.
It depends on where you're at in the relationship. If you're one of those polyamorous Hollywood people. Oh.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I have a friend who's like, she'll date two guys at the same time and have different stories on her same feed.
Yeah.
And they just watched her in Mexico, this guy, and then she's in fucking Paris.
And they're okay with it.
And she's making out with him, and she's fucking him, and it's like,
oh.
And then they party together, like friends. We're all lovers, and we're open. I'm like, I don't swing that way.
No,
bitch.
Okay.
You know.
Would you think that's cheating?
If he got a hand job and he had no emotion.
What if it was from Lynn? Like, you know what?
It's just, she's like,
so
that's definitely not
the
$200
cheating.
Yeah,
I'd be completely, like, think that was cheating because if you've got, like, sexual needs, just.
Yeah, you know, I did get a lot of married people men with fiancés, girlfriends, and all that stuff. And what they say is just is they just do it because it's taboo.
Okay.
Because people don't want them to do it because their girlfriend, you know, it's nothing really wrong.
Do they watch? Like, no. Okay.
I've had that asked, though. Do you do couples? I'm like, no.
So, like, are you banging her and jacking
I don't know.
Him?
I guess they one wants to, I don't know. I just
it's
don't.
Like cuckolding.
So when you, when they, okay, so when they're about to pop off, right? Do they go like, I'm going to go.
Some of them do, yeah. And then they just do on their stomach.
But do you like point it away? Like,
yeah,
no,
not,
on me.
Not on me. It goes somewhere else. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I'm telling you, but it doesn't even, like,
a charge
if
it gets on you? Like, there's a fucking,
I'm like, oh, $500 it got on my cheek.
Like throwing up in an Uber. Like, oh, you contaminated me.
No, they never did that. I had really respectful clients, though, for like 99% of them.
Yeah.
So I got pretty lucky.
I wonder if there was like, can I get join a finger banging business? Be like, boom, boom,
they
boom,
have
boom.
They have men who do erotic massages.
I'm sure like that would be more.
Would
of
you
a
be
skill.
Okay with him doing that if he was?
Oh,
a...
Oh fuck no!
No,
if I can't get a hand job, like I'm banging girls all day. That's bad.
But what if he just made money? It was his.
Like what if I was really
into that? Because I could go somewhere completely sideways.
Well, you
that.
Know what? Chances are you're gonna be banging girls, and they're gonna want to bang you back because it's so good. At some point, right? Like if you give them a good. Out.
That's not true.
Bitches no. Can lay back and get eaten out and finger banged and be like, thank you.
I know. Yeah.
Peace.
We're good. We're
I'm
selfish.
Out. I'm
yeah.
Good.
Namaste.
Yeah.
Namaste. I not see your dick.
Here's
your
another
soul.
Here's another thing I want to ask you as a guy. So somebody mentioned to me, oh, I think your son might have a hard time with the fact that you're so open about being an ex-sex worker when he grows up. He's 3 now.
Okay.
So what do you think of that? I know I took a serious turn, but like, what do you think of that?
That's projecting.
I think it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And I think, you know, I look up to guys like Richard Pryor, who his fucking family is from a brothel. Like my grandfather opened,
yeah.
My grandfather ran a brothel. I didn't know that till my dad told me.
Wait, this is Richard Pryor?
No, this is me too.
You?
This is my grandfather.
His dad.
And my mom. And my
yeah,
mom
dude.
Died of, my grandma died of sex work. And my dad's. Not too happy because sometimes he'll like have these rages where he's like, ah, you know, your mom died during sex.
Wait,
like,
your mom.
His mother.
His mom.
His mom was a sex worker. And I think his dad ran a brothel. And like, you know, I think the story has it that my grandfather loved her and he wanted her to like stop. Like,
oh, yeah.
And, but she kept doing it and she died while fucking someone.
Are you serious?
Yeah, she like had a cardiac arrest.
Oh, shit.
Probably from the stress that my grandfather gave her. And, you know, and it's weird hearing my dad tell me this shit because
yeah,
it's like, you know, I got close with him the last 6 years when my mom passed.
Yeah.
So, like, all that fake, you know, that fake dad-son bullshit
yeah.
that we went through, those those roles you had to play, like,
yeah.
started to... The layers started to unravel.
Yeah.
And once he started telling me who he was and where he's from, it, you know, my mama died. They're a fucker guy.
Damn, that's
she's
good.
A fucker and then she died. I'm from this kind of family.
Yeah.
That's where you're from. And I'm like, whoa.
You're like, that's why I'm a comedian.
Holy shit, this is like the Goonies. Like, there's a deep secret
yeah.
In this family, you know?
But would you like, but would it bother you if you found out your mom used to be a sex worker?
No, because it is what it is,
yeah.
right? When you're young and you have to come to terms with...
You're lying, though. That would so take you a little bit of time to embrace.
Well, it would be because your friends would bag on you.
Mm.
That's where the butt of it would come from, the homies
yeah.
talking shit
yeah.
about your mom.
Unless he was a comedian and knew how to, like, talk
yeah,
shit back.
He,
yeah.
Unless he knew how to, like, flip them.
Yeah.
You know, they're like, well, why don't you tell fucking Lynn to give me a hand job,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Your mom was, she shook my hand the other
I know.
Day. You know what I mean? Like, it's, that's
he's
going to
be like, I'm
up.
Her pimp. Why don't you give me the $500?
Exactly.
You know?
All
yeah.
those, like, little kid
yeah.
Fuck ups is what gets you.
But who knows what's going to be out when he's old enough to, you know what I mean, to know. Like, who knows where the Laugh Factory clip is going to be or whatever.
But so. It's Laugh Factory,
yeah.
so it's not.
I think in this day and age, though, and the way we raise our kids, it's different.
Mm-hmm.
And I think your son would stand up for you.
Yeah.
Like, my mom is the shit.
We're so liberal now, though, dude.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
It is you raise the kids with truth. Because this world is so harsh, it's
he'd
like,
be like,
you don't
stop,
want to,
yeah.
when they, you put a good head on their shoulders, but you can't just kick them out there.
Yeah.
You have to tell them truth. Otherwise,
you have to.
They, you know, it's like, here's your medal for getting second place.
Who says shut up? Oh, you said
I say shut up a lot. I think it's because
he says the craziest shit to me, though, that like it just like literally I'll have to be like, what the fuck did you just say?
Because he thinks that he's just talking to one of his boys.
No, he does it under his breath. He knows exactly what the fuck he's saying. He says the weirdest shit. I couldn't even tell you right now out of context, but you would be like, it's the kind of shit that makes you go, ah!
You're
like,
right.
Motherfucker, did you just say cheat on me?
Like, cheat on me?
What did you say? Like, you say the craziest shit.
Like, okay, so me and my friends growing up, we had this talk called, it was called Mumble Talk.
Like, oh, yeah,
we would
mumbles.
Say shit under our breath really fast. Like,
pleasure me.
Like, okay, for example, like my friend, he got caught like masturbating once and he'd be like, who cares? It's human nature. Under his breath. We're supposed to do that. So I'll do stuff like that to her. I'm like, I'm going to cheat on you.
Oh.
You know, she'd be like, well, are you going to go fucking
so
go
like,
here?
What I'm on my period. You don't fuck on the rag. Like, what do you want from me? No,
you don't.
Just get live. No, he doesn't.
No, well,
you know,
I
not even
guys,
in the shower.
There's some guys that are just like absolutely like,
they won't
so,
do it.
Like, lay down a fucking paint splatter cloth. We are fucking this shit tonight.
But in the shower. In the shower's fine.
I don't think that's ever happened. Yeah.
You can do it in the
water
shower.
Water and sex has never been a
really?
Thing.
I honestly don't like water and sex. It doesn't
really?
Make
too,
it's
I feel
drying.
Like it's too loose.
It's
I love
drying.
Sex in the shower.
It's
like
oh,
in the
shower?
Shower
would be kind of.
That's
but
what I mean.
This shower. Is
it's
like,
all tight.
Oh, yeah, it's so tight.
It doesn't fit.
It'd be like Twister. Like, her fucking leg would be on the shower head. It's so
on the
bad.
Toilet, and then
oh,
it'd be half of
you. You know how that is, though, when you go to fuck a guy? And you're like getting it in, mm-hmm. and you're like, oh, there he goes. He's grabbing the leg to put it on his shoulder. You're like, this is a guy that's like so into fucking porn.
Yeah. Like, do women know when they like
yeah.
watch porn? Like,
yeah,
I don't know. I don't like porn. You like
yeah,
porn?
Because then they start like fucking you from like
they start trying. They try.
Like,
they start trying all these positions.
From the side. Nobody's filming this. They don't have to see your shaft
it's
going
like
in and out.
Reverse
like, is that
cowgirl
for you? Like, I'm not enjoying it. Are you?
It's because they watch Casting
oh,
Couch.
Oh, he loves
they watch,
it.
They watch what?
They watch Casting Couch, and he has like POV with the camera, and like. I don't know. I think guys do mimic porn.
Oh
do
my god.
Really?
You've seen PK, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Like, I love that when he goes off, like, about his dad, like, 2 or 3 times a day. What takes you so long? What the fuck is POV anyways? I'm just cracking up the whole fucking time every time. I
PK.
Can't.
Speaking of PK, if you're listening, I'm trying to get on that sticky rice.
Yeah,
sticky
get her
rice.
On. I'll talk to him for sure.
I messaged him and everything. Are we on?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
Yeah, oh. It's all good. No, PK doesn't give a fuck.
No,
no
she's talking
before.
About. She's like, talking about all the porn sex she's having.
Whatever.
PK has
sex.
Came up to me one day, like we did a show one night, and I was like, he goes, George. He's like, I don't know what's wrong with me. He's like, I jack off way too much.
I love it.
And I was like, really? He's like, yeah, dude. Like, I'm always really horny and like.
Does he have a lot of sex with his wife though?
I don't
PK,
know.
I don't know.
Think he's just
right?
A horn dog.
Yeah, it's fine.
There's nothing, and he's a faithful horn. He's not like a perverted.
Yeah,
he but
he's a raver too. Sorry.
A raver? I don't know what that is, you guys. I'm very old. What do you mean?
Raver is
raver?
They go to raves.
Dun.
Yeah. Oh, that's
pop,
it.
Dude.
Okay.
Pop
the E. Like Electric Daisy and
oh shit, cheap.
You've heard of like the festivals where they like pop E and like dance to electronic music.
You go to those?
I don't go to that. She
used,
used
to.
Go to
I
used to. Go I to
do.
Those when I was,
PK used to.
PK was a huge raver.
I just went to Hard Summer.
And he's like proud of it. Like I would see when I used to date a girl who would rave,
mm-hmm.
and I would see PK there. He was a glow stick guy. So his job was to go trip you out with glow sticks while you were under the influence of ecstasy.
Interesting. Didn't a lot of Asians used to do go to
yeah.
raves? And
yeah,
stuff?
It was a big rave.
Oh,
so
no, it's still very.
I knew PK pre comp comedian.
Mm-hmm.
Like first time I was in a mansion over a fucking tray of Coke, Scarface size, in this like rich baller guy's house named Ricky, where all the like elite eight crazy woke Asian, like the real crazy woke Asians, would party, and it would just be puddles of fucking Asian people, like. People you see now that like own businesses and
fuck.
On the floor tripping and like this beautiful Century City mansion
mm-hmm.
and PK's there fucking glow sticking. He's on like 5E's and they're like, oh, that guy does comedy. I was like, really? He does comedy? Holy shit. He's like a fucking crazy raver druggy guy.
Dude.
Yeah, so like
I never partied like that.
And
I picture like a scene in Go, but with like a couple Asians.
Aiko was not a comedian either. I met her in a rave setting, Aiko Tanaka.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And she was like, you know, like Aiko, still same cute person. I mean, she wasn't a comedian.
No?
Yeah, so it's like trips. It's a trip to see people in a different phase of their life, you know? Like, I didn't even know she had comedy in her. And like, when she started doing comedy, she just became a full-out comedian. And like,
mm-hmm.
And it's cool because I have that that common ground with her. I was like, I know your past, you know?
Oh, yeah, mine. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's so cool that you guys known each other for so long.
Yeah, the Asian community is pretty 6 degrees of separation.
Mm.
Like, especially, like, the Asians that are out there doing things, you're going to run into them.
Yeah.
You know, like, another guy I was really kind of cool with was Jimmy before he blew up.
Jimmy Owing. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
So Jimmy was one of the homies, you know, shout out to Jimmy. He's doing his thing. But mm-hmm. It's like, we're in kind of this position now where it's like, you don't know who's going to be the next Dr. Ken or, you know, it's like, if it happened to Jimmy, it's going to happen to anyone. That's why I try to be like super cool. Cause you
yeah,
never know when
you
like,
know.
You're going to have to throw the rope back. Right. And like, yo, Lynn was good to me. Like,
yeah.
Let's, you know,
dude. And I always say it only takes one person. It really only takes one person to believe in you or whatever. You know what I mean? Like sees you at
a
show,
it's a song.
One person to like,
it's
you know,
a rape
yeah.
Song.
It really does.
It's all, we're all no one until someone thinks that we're someone.
Yeah. They could just be like, hey, I like George. And it's just one person. They
it's
make
just
that
one
call.
Person. They just make that call.
And now you're on, you have your own radio show. You know what I mean? Like,
that's
you just
why you
never
can't
know.
Be a fucking douche.
No,
and
you
can't,
can't
be a dick.
Unless someone's a douche first.
And on 99% of the times, those douches never make it.
They don't.
Because they don't have the fucking right personality to get there. To get to that level, because you
yeah.
Still have to rub shoulders with people, and
you still
and
like genuinely
and be nice and like do all that other dumb shit, right?
Like, I feel like friendships is so fucking important, and relationships in this business, especially.
It is.
This business is rough.
Everything
man.
Is a hookup.
Mm-hmm.
Like I remember getting booked on a show, and me being so like thankful to
mm-hmm.
the booker. I was like, you know what? Thank you for putting this on.
Yeah.
Like I got paid. I got drunk. I got. And it's happened not because of the comics. I mean, yeah, we brought the show. You hired us, but you made it happen.
Right.
You created
the
this
producer,
job
yeah.
opportunity. And I always think that's fucking dope. I'm really grateful for every gig, no matter how
for
big
real.
Or how small. If it's paid and if it's fucking they treat you right, even if it's not like, you know, astronomical amounts of money, it's like.
Doesn't matter. $20
for gas. I'm grateful to be doing this shit.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
You know, I mean, in the last couple weeks, I don't know how many fucking times we've showed up broke, fucking thirsty. we jammed out. I got cash in my pocket. We're drunk. I'm full. I'm throwing up spaghetti. Like, we wake up in cake.
I got the bouncer putting my bra strap back together.
Yeah, I mean, we just turned
recently?
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. We go to these shows and turn the fuck up because I do a lot of private gigs, too. So we get invited to this, like, guy's private mansion instead of being, like, and getting strippers and shit. Like
as
his
a comedian
wife,
or as a musician?
Comics.
Oh,
so his wife will hire comics to go on there. And I have a comedy troupe that we just do house parties together. We're like hitmen. A little bit Saturday night in my pajamas, comfy as fuck. And it'll be like, tomorrow, 10:30.
I like it.
Riverside, $50. Guys, 40th, 8th. Free
here's
drinks.
The stats.
Here's, the,
here's
stats.
The stats.
Really?
He's
a
golfer.
He's
a
golfer.
Real estate.
He's a
his wife
shit.
Is 27 years younger.
Oh, so
than
they
him.
Can think of jokes.
Yeah. So,
like roasting or
yeah.
whatever. Like fucking John Edwards Ingham.
Yeah. You go there and like they treat you so good because it's like you get their party. So
oh,
I'm there eating
dope.
Tri-tip. I'm there fucking. They're giving me bottles of Jameson. I'm taking bottles home. I'm at home. I always. Like, if they offer me shit, I'm like, yeah, sure.
Sure. You know, because they're not going to miss
they're,
it.
They're going to throw it away. I dude, I take so many plates. I'm like that Chinese mom. That
yeah.
Like, I take the doctor dispensary.
That overdoes it.
Yeah, the crab legs coming out of the purse. Like, mom, that's enough. That's enough little submarine, chocolate submarines from Bellagio. No
yeah.
one's going to eat that shit after 10 days. Your lipstick's on it. There's lint on there. It's like.
It'll still get eaten.
And my dad would always tell me, like, and my dad, like, because at Sue Plantation, I did that for her.
Mm-hmm.
I, like, hacked all the rolls. Like that. My dad's like, you just like your mom.
Aww.
He's like, but don't take it too much. They're going to, like, catch
yeah.
us because he's like, your mom got caught one day.
Yeah.
Like, she took so much shit. Like, the
they're
crab,
like,
came out of the fucking, and they stopped her
oh,
and
shit.
Tried to get her to fucking return. And like, a G, she just fucking.
She just walked out.
Peace, bitch. You know, and he's like, you know, it was embarrassing, but whatever. He's like, your mom didn't give a fuck, but you know.
Your dad?
No, you didn't give a fuck though either, because you came home with a full sweet potato full of like.
Yeah, I dressed
bacon,
the sweet potato, two of them.
Scallions. I was like, what
fucking
the fuck?
Eight of those stupid pizza sticks, like every muffin.
Where'd you put it?
The water cup has lemonade from the fucking thing.
No, wait.
Where did you put it though?
Oh, I have a little fucking little man purse. I take it everywhere.
It's so fucking tiny.
Dude, I
that's
like
your
my
man
mom.
Purse
yeah.
that you stuffed everything in.
I stuffed so much shit in there.
The what is this, camel?
It is. That's so Asian.
I put
so
much shit in there. And she's dope too. Like, you know what I knew was in love was like the first date we went on, we went in the movies. She was like, let me go get some soda. Came back, water cup with the soda, but it's all brown and clear. That's so gangster. She's walking around with the orange Fanta.
And then I bust in the...
Because, you know, times were rough at the time. Like, yeah. I had just lost my job. We were broke as fuck.
Yeah.
So we were just trying to get by with, like, life
she's
hacks.
Ride or die.
It was ride or die, dude. We were, like, stealing shit together. It was like, it felt like a... Anyways.
You didn't. So you've never been married, right? Yeah. Were you married before?
No. Oh, okay. I've never gotten close to it. The one time I thought I was going to marry someone, she had this Korean mom who was, it was just typical like 80s rom. Yeah, the mom sounded like Ursula from fucking The Little Mermaid.
Oh, shit.
Julie!
Korean.
Like, you would just picture this like chick with tentacles floating around the house. But yeah. The mom was such a bitch.
Oh, man.
She tried to kidnap her daughter to go to Korea to marry a businessman while she was with me. Like, knowing that, like, she's in love with me.
Right.
Like, no, you're not going to marry him. You're going to marry him.
So you broke up with her.
Well, it came down to this. My dad is such a sweetheart that, like, our relationship started to suffer because the mom came into the picture. The mom was not always there. The mom was in Korea. Once the mom came back, it was like our honeymoon ended.
Yeah.
Because the first day, I'm going to tell you how bad this was. I picked the mom at the airport. I feel the judgmental eyes on me from the minute she saw my like piece of shit car and like I was missing the rear view and I had tattoos and like this stupid ass didn't even tell me that I was gonna go like pick her mom up.
Oh.
So I came all like from the gym. Yeah, I was like shit, like I look like a drug dealer.
She could have warned you. Yeah,
this is a Korean judgmental mom. I don't blame her. They're like that. My dad's always even told me, he's like, look, you're not the Korean mom's favorite type of guy.
Yeah.
You're like more American style. They tattoos, all they don't like that shit.
Yeah.
They like clean cut money, like they judge you by your car. Like, so I thought everything was cool. So I was trying to be like nice, take the mom to lunch. Everything seems like aha.
Mm-hmm.
And then so that same day, like after we pick the mom up, I take her home, I go out to go to work. I come back and I'm calling my girlfriend because we're gonna go have dinner. She's not answering.
Oh, shit.
And all I hear, like, you know, it's like a movie. I just hear pots fucking flying. Like, the light is flicking. Korean.
Yeah.
And then I start. She goes, what if he's black?
What the hell?
And I go, what if he's black? What the fuck? And she goes, she comes running out. The fucking Claire, the curl still in the hair.
Curly.
We gotta go. Like, we gotta go. Hurry! Like doing the hair. Like, take off. Mom comes yelling at me, running out like a fucking character.
How
in a
old
video
were you guys
game.
At the time?
I was like 26.
Oh, okay.
But the mom's
not that
like,
young.
Like yeah. I'm driving away, and the mom's like fucking like this in the like
the rear view. You can
yeah,
see her
as
yeah.
the rear view jabs away. Like,
Jesus.
Get back here, you two.
Damn, were you heartbroken?
Yeah, it was so fucked. So finally, like, I tell my dad everything happened. So he goes. He caught one day. I was like, it was the sweetest thing. He came up to me like, he gives me $700. He's like, you know why? If you really love this girl and you want her to like, you're getting the package deal.
Yeah.
The mom wants to see that you can take care of the family. Like,
yeah.
You can handle rent. He's like, I'm gonna give you this as a gift to give this to Julie's mom, so you can help them with your rent. So it looks gives you face.
Yeah. And why did they need money for rent?
Yeah, so I was like, oh my god, because they're struggling big
yeah.
time, you know. Because the mom came home, now there's like more shit to pay for. Like, bitch, stay in Korea
where everything's cheaper.
Yeah,
not
like
damn.
Where the fuck now the mom comes in, now she's got to do shit for the mom.
Yeah.
So then I remember I give her the money, and I'm like, oh man, my dad's a hero, you know, like that's my pass. So the next day I was like, I'm gonna do it right. I show up, dress fucking.
Thai.
Yeah.
Respectful. Dude, same shit. Arguing. Oh, man. Mom comes out like that. It's always like she never, her hair's never done. When does the fucking curls come out? They're always in there. Right? So she comes out screaming at me. You always take a journey away. I was like, I take her away? I was like, bitch, I just gave you rent money.
Yeah. So she took the rent money?
Yeah. And I'm like, Julie, and she doesn't really know English. So I'm like, Julie, it gets even worse. I'm yelling at Julie. Julie, did you get the rent? She's holding a bag of weed because I left my weed in like in the drawer at her pad.
Uh-huh.
So the mom finds the weed. Now she thinks I'm a drug dealer and that's drug money.
Oh, man.
So the mom's like, I don't want your dirty money. And then I'm like, no, this is medical card. Like, I'm showing her my medical, like, statement. Yeah. This is for medicine. And Julia's like, dude, you know, like, she's not going to fucking believe, like, you. And anyways, let's say Julie's the fictional name, by the way.
Okay.
But anyways, yeah, it was just drama. it was just bad. So then I remember, like, she never stuck up for me. And then here's where I broke up with her. I find out my dad pawned one of my mom's rings, my passed away mom.
Yeah, just for that,
to get that piece of shit reaction. And I was like, "What the fuck, dude?" I was like, it made me realize, like, you know, you didn't stick up for me at all. Like, no, it's my mom. I was like, no, that's bullshit. Like, I don't know. I was like, bum.
And There's so much more to that, though. It was a dysfunctional relationship.
Yeah, it was.
The chick who thought she was going to be a DJ. She was a fucking drugs.
She was
constantly.
On drugs constantly. Oh. She was like,
to put so much into one person that didn't truly like value you as you. That's why that relationship never worked.
It was like bad. Like she would go on these 2 week, she would disappear for like weeks.
Yeah, she's probably
and not tell you,
dealer.
And then come back out of like, oh,
well,
I'm
she was
home.
A druggie. Then
it was just too much.
Yeah, you were Captain Save-A-Ho.
No, he was Captain. He was fucking in love with a girl.
Aww.
But he didn't even realize. Like, blinder. You put blinders on.
Remember when you were young? How old are you?
Let's not do this. Fuck. My birthday is this month. I am actually 34. I become high risk in a couple of weeks.
You're going to be 35?
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 37.
I'm going to be 40.
Okay.
On New Year's Eve.
Fucking Asian, don't raise
it. I fucking love getting older. I don't like being young.
Yeah.
Except for my body. I miss my body.
Yeah.
But I rather be
Let's
my
go
age.
Do some strip, you know, pole dancing fitness.
Girl, pole dancing fitness.
Come on,
please,
it'll be a
please.
Hella good story for IG. Let's do it.
Pole dancing. You know what? I'm open to it.
We'll put on some of those Kim K fucking body
go back
shape
to my.
Things.
I don't even like being skinny. I just want to go back to my massage girl. Or like pre-baby weight, you know.
Did
like
you have
pre-baby.
To wear something special?
No, I just wore like little boy short underwear.
Oh,
and, like,
shit,
a tank
not
top.
Like a kimono or anything? You like your butt?
I could have, but
no
I didn't
bra.
Do it. I don't wear bras, but because I used to do topless massages.
Oh,
hell
shit.
So
yeah.
If they paid extra,
oh,
they
whoa,
can't touch them.
I'm like, no, I would have been motorboat.
They're
like,
can
motorboat.
I touch it? I'm like, no.
Oh, jeez.
No, you can't.
What's your background?
It.
Are you Chinese?
Cambodian.
Cambodian?
Oh?
Fuck yeah.
Do you speak Cambodian? I had an argument with someone the other day where I go, it's not every day you come across Cambodian, though. That's
no.
not true. I was like, no, you don't.
You don't.
You're the
no,
only
they're
one.
They're all
I
in Long Beach.
I only know one Cambodian
yeah,
person
it's rare.
When I grew up.
Okay, so what's the history behind Cambodia? Is it like.
Well, I don't know. I've been here since I was 6 months old.
Okay, then you don't know shit.
I'm very American.
Cambodia is like riverways. It's poverty stricken.
Yeah, it's still very.
Like, is it part of China or Vietnam?
Vietnam.
Okay.
It's very close to Vietnam and Thailand.
So you speak Vietnamese?
No, I speak Cambodian.
Is Cambodian sound like Vietnamese?
Kind of. We
work.
Both sound angry.
So like chow. No, man, is that Cambodian?
Kind of like that, yeah.
Okay.
More like that. Uh-huh. But I speak it like I'm American learning to speak Cambodian, is what I'm trying to say. Like I speak it with an American accent.
Okay. So let's say, how do you say hand job in Cambodian?
I don't even know that.
Hand
job?
Talk to us in Cambodian.
Cambodian, like, hi, how are you?
Chimrip suwa, that's hi.
Okay, that doesn't sound Vietnamese.
No, it does, because it flows straight into it.
Chimrip suwa?
Chimrip
suwa.
Have you noticed, is there a difference? Like, Vietnamese, it's every word flows into a different suffix.
Girl, I don't know. Vietnamese are a little so more like choppy they
use,
than Cambodian.
Yeah, because they use the same words and then it ends with a different suffix. You know, like how there's prefixes and shit, but suffix are the end of the words. Mm. So it'll be like the same, like, solid word and then it ends with something different. So it all flows. So they really, they're fucking really looking at you processing because it's like you could be
you
saying
really
five
like building shit.
Words.
Yeah. Well, like my
words.
Friend's dad used to say shit, he'd say words that made no sense as long as they would connect.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd be like, you look like a George Michael Jackson.
Like, so it's like that.
Like, Pizza Hut, you know, popping into DiGiorno. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? You'd be like, Pollo Loco, he's chopping a turkey.
You're good at Asian accents.
But
in
like Yosemite, you go,
that was our yoga instructor.
Yosemite. Instead of Yosemite, let's go to Yosemite.
You do yoga?
That's how I met her in yoga.
You do yoga like religiously, like on a daily basis?
I'm not that religious, but I did take it when I was sick for a period of time because it was the only thing I could do to heal my body because I had a neurosis thing going on, a neurological disorder that like paralyzed half my face.
Did it really?
Yeah.
Bell's palsy.
It was Bell's palsy. I made it sound like it's a common thing,
uh-huh.
but it's where your nerve gets... I mean, I heard a lot
it's
of people
rare.
Have...
It's rare, but it's known.
Okay, it's a rare, well-known disease where your motor function skills gets compromised by a herpes virus.
Mm.
So you're blinking, you're talking, you're breathing. Just this whole side is two-faced. This side works, this is fucked.
Almost like a stroke.
Interesting. So you had that for how long?
I had that for close to 6 months.
And yoga is what helped you.
Well, I couldn't skate because my hand eyes fucked. Mm-hmm. I'm vertigo constantly. I can't talk because my vision, my speech is impaired.
Mm-hmm.
So the only thing I could do, and I was having anxiety issues because I'm such an on-the-go person. You can't just put me in one place. And on top of that, I was really sick. I had a case of shingles. It was all kinds of things. The only things that helped that were recommended was yoga to just calm your mind and then acupuncture. And smoking tons of weed.
I like it. Wait, so when you met him...
I was way off of it.
So he was... Oh, okay.
He
so
was good.
I became a different person pre-Bell's Palsy, because this was kind of last year, to now.
Mm.
Pre-Bell's Palsy was actor George, good haircut, went to the gym, you know what I mean?
Right.
Ate clean every day. And then when I got sick like that, I just went into fuck it bucket mode, where the hair grew out. I just became more like... grounded
because
then I in those times of struggling I also lost my job. I went flat broke. I got denied disability, so I was like, it came to a time where it was sink or swim.
Yeah.
And I had to rebuild myself. I had to, like, you know, people were giving me money to get by, like, it was such a humbling experience that when I emerged from it, I became a lot more aware of myself, my emotions, more grateful for what I have, and just more like, it made me more ambitious in terms of, like, you know, let's get it, you know, like there's, I don't ever want to be paralyzed like that again, where I don't do these things. And
interesting. So life taught you a lesson.
Yeah.
Pretty big one.
It fucking knocked me down. And I'll tell you, it's funny, in that time when I was sick, I met Kiki. Kiki was trying to, well, Steve referred me, my friend Steve.
Yeah.
And we just became Facebook Messenger friends. And literally, like, we were learning so much about it. It was like pen pals.
Mm.
And I'm sick, so I didn't have no one to fucking talk to.
Oh, yeah.
Kiki was, like, the only one. It'd come to times where I'd be like, God, shut the fuck up. We need to stop responding. You know, when you don't know how to get out of it. It's like, all right, enough paragraphs. It was just, like... all day, all night.
I don't know how to get out of it.
And then,
it's
like
your mom was like, all right, bitch, you have the last fucking text message.
I just
want
to say about Kiki, dude. Does Kiki listen to this? This bitch is like a beast when it comes to producing shows, man.
She's a monster. Well, she's like a... Yeah, she's a hustler. She's got that Hong Kong...
Fuck!
That Hong Kong...
She's got that Hong Kong... Like, I don't give a fuck, it's business. Like,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Shit. I was like, how the fuck this bitch...
Oh, she's...
Sell out two... Like...
She's doing the best right now for any Asian production, by far. Times 10.
Yeah.
And she's got loyal mother... Like, she has, like, the same 10 people...
On her show.
At every fucking show, they come and they support. It doesn't even matter where. She could be in fucking, like, Hawaii.
I know. They're like,
Block, you're there.
They're like, we'll be there. Yeah.
Like, bitch, you bought a ticket out. Did you pay for your ticket? Like, why are you there? They're there wherever the fuck she goes. She's got a legit following.
So, just I know we only have a little bit of time, right? So, I want to know from your perspective, like, since you've been doing comedy for a while, right?
Uh-huh.
So, of course, I'm considered a newbie. So what, tell me, what is your advice? Or like, I know that's an annoying question, but I want to know.
Okay, anyway. So what I can tell you right now is, because you started pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So you're at a year in, you got that video. It's just what goes from here. Because a lot of people, they get that break. You got a good break, right? Mm-hmm. You're on the line. Just keep it going.
So like, keep it going as in keep just doing me, just being myself, just doing shows.
Don't stop. Yeah, keep doing shows. Act like how you were when you first got to Laugh Factory.
Go
on.
I was going to say, what you're excellent at is hosting. Anytime anybody throws a hosting thing at you, fucking run with it.
Take it on. I like hosting.
Oh, huh. My God. You are fun you learn fucking it. Host.
And no, you're natural. You're very natural. Like when I went, when I saw you host it twice, it was like, yeah, she's seasoned.
Mm.
You know, like, and for you, I just say, like, just keep it going.
Yeah.
You know, comedy is like that pie chart where it's like, in January, you're here. In February, you're March, you dip. April. It really is like that. Yeah. And it's just about staying in the game.
Yeah.
It's about pushing forward.
Yeah.
And then it's about also where your goals are at. Like, mm-hmm. at the end of all this, are we just doing comedy because we love it and we're cool, we can sustain? Or are we trying to get to a higher level? What are we aiming for this year? Am I going to become a regular here? Am I, you know what I mean? It's like, you got to set these mini goals.
Yeah.
And then you also set your goals for like your time, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm at a solid 15. I want to get to a solid 30 on it. At this chunk, I'm at a solid 40. Ultimately, you want to get to that hour.
Right.
Where you're happy enough to produce a special.
Yeah.
You could put the Lin Sun special out and you have so much to draw from. Like it's probably... You know, yeah, you could put that together like really well.
Yeah. So just keep being yourself.
Yeah. Keep doing getting out it. There.
Any newbie comics listening to this, everybody wants to be a comedian.
Just don't give up, man. Just stay in the game. It's not easy. Nothing's easy. Nothing comes easy unless you fucking give really good hand jobs.
Fuck. If I didn't have Ethan, I'd probably still be doing it if I looked away. Seriously. Because now if I get caught, it's a different story, right? Back then, you get busted. You spend 12 days in jails. Who cares, you know?
Now we're talking CPS.
Now it's like, it can't do that. But would you rather be a musician or a comedian?
A comedian.
Yeah?
I'm not a musician.
I thought you were a musician. I thought you said you rap.
I tried. Like, I never had the... Okay, like, I'd like to rap. But yeah. I didn't have the need to want to rap. Like, I do comedy.
You were there for San Diego, though.
Yeah.
And you remember him doing the freestyle.
Yeah.
That was literally impromptu, just like right before he had to go up there. Oh. Like it was so.
In San Diego, or was it the Belly Room one?
Belly Room. And it like, was... most of them. I freestyle.
It was super flow.
Yeah.
It was.
Okay, so because when you said you rap and all that stuff, I thought that you are actually a musician.
Because when I really rapped, I was more of like into live rap. I was into battle raps. I was into events. I like being the center of attention in crowds.
Mm-hmm.
When it came to having that work ethic of getting in the booth with the pen and the pad at 7 in the morning.
Oh, I get what you're saying.
You know, vibing, writing a song, that was not for me.
So it's the same thing as a lot of comics who say they want to be comedians, but they don't want to put in the hour
and the open mic
and the writing. They don't want to do all that.
See, I have a better time doing that than I ever did rapping.
Yeah.
Because rapping, it has to have, you have to have like mad passion for certain things. Sometimes it was so serious that I took myself too serious.
Oh, okay.
That like anytime I found things that my most enjoyable raps are like, things about like I liked about a girl or like things that made me passionate, like funny things.
So you're rapping a love story?
Yeah, like rapping a love story, rapping
that's
a funny.
That's why my freestyle was so good.
Because it's passion, you know?
Yeah.
But I couldn't be like, yo, my mom raised me on the streets when I was 18. You know, I got thrown in. You know what I mean? That's why I like Eminem so much.
Yeah.
Because it was so comedic.
Oh, right,
it was
right,
the first
right,
time
right.
he heard about a struggle, but he's like, when I was, you know, when he was talking about getting like bullied and in high school, every day he shoved me in the lockers, the principals helped started to stomp us.
Because people don't hear that part. All they do is like, oh, he's a bigot and but like, come on, he's whatever.
He's
I love
Eminem. He's just trying to be fucking
negative,
funny. Edgy, funny.
Controversial. But last thing I want to say, because we have like a few seconds, I think your dad's amazing.
Oh, thank you. And honestly, no, we still have more. It just starts over. So,
but yeah, your dad's, from what I see that you say about him, he's amazing.
Oh, thank you.
My dad was an angry motherfucker.
He was a pissed off dude.
I mean, he was sweet, but he also had like...
Was he like Andy's dad? Fucking Linda Wolf. Like,
no, I think he just had anger issues. So he would be really pissed off and like beat us, and then he'd be...
Sweet. It's that testosterone level.
I'm not gonna lie, like, my dad wasn't always, like, the nice. When I was young, I was fearful of him. He was a lot more violent. Because what I think is incredible on my dad is witnessing the transformation of an unwoke guy who was business, and he had that direct... He comes from that environment of hookers and his dad and his mom dying.
Yeah.
So every story I ever heard was, when I touched this, you know how bad my dad would beat me?
Yeah.
You know, and it was those stories.
Because that's what all they knew.
It's a pattern. Yeah. And my dad is, you know, he educated himself to the point where he's like, okay, this isn't my way. This isn't probably the best way. You know, because when he grew up, he created a lot of enemies, including my sister. Him and my dad hated each other, like... Even to now, they're, like, better, and, you know, she has kids, and they're getting along. But, God, we've always been fucked because of those early days of him not controlling his anger.
Right.
Pissing my sister off. And me and my mom were always really neutral. So when my mom got cancer, it was the first time the family in 20 years ever acted like a family.
Yeah.
And then once she passes, everyone hates each other again. So, I mean, it's cool to finally see that come into fruition where her wish was that everyone just get the fuck, like, get along, man. We all We're love family. Each other. What the fuck? Why are you so stubborn? You know, everyone's so prideful and stubborn. Just, we're family. Fuck it. You know, that was her message. It was like.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
But you kept it because now you and your dad are. Lovey-dovey.
Yeah,
it
seems we're really close.
Yeah.
And I had to work at that, you know. You got to work out a dad like a girlfriend. You got to work out a dad like a job. Like, it's just you got to mend those relationships. And like, yeah, me and my dad have had some bad ones. I jumped out of the car in the middle of like the road while he's driving.
Because you probably had a temper, right, when you were younger?
I'm reacting. I'm reactionary. So a lot of times, like, I'm quick to like snap and be, because all my life I knew how to react to things.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't do that. What the fuck?
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's always reactions.
You were always defending yourself.
Defended. Self-defensive.
On the defense.
I know. I have a black belt in defense.
Do you really?
With her, I'm always like defending myself, getting mad.
No, you're not. She's so sweet.
That's what's up, though. Like, because I'm a very strong-willed person. I'm very opinionated and whatever. But, I just sit back and I laugh the whole time.
You two seem to have a good relationship, though. That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I think, I don't know, man. I've been in a lot of relationships, you know, and it's just really hard to find something that make clicks.
Yeah.
You know, I really do feel like a connection and the clicking, and like, you may think sometimes you just, like you said, you put blinders on to a lot. Because now knowing this and then knowing what I've been through, I'm like, I look back, I'm like, wow, I let a lot of things happen. That
Fuck, dude, in our 20s?
Yeah.
Shit. You're like, what the hell was I doing?
Yeah. But, you know, like anything, you got to go through so many different things to even know you.
Mm-hmm.
I've gone through so many fucked up relationships. I mean, me being a psycho, them being a psycho, to realize what works for you. But you can't date two people and think, like, you got it figured out. Because you don't even know yourself.
Yeah. Some people... What about the people who marry their high school sweethearts and stuff? It worked out for them.
Sometimes it does, but then sometimes
rare.
It depends on the person. Like, if they stay on the same level and they progress together, right?
Yeah.
But sometimes some people want more, right? And then that's when it becomes astray, when it's like one person wants to do this and the other person. But some people stay at that level and they grow together. Some people just outgrow, they just grow out of it, or they grow in another direction, or they want to,
right?
You know,
you're just not on the same wavelength. You just got to stay on the same wavelength. I agree.
I mean, because I think, like, just people in general, like me and you, we're like just ourselves progressing. So you're just at different levels in life. You get different things at different levels. Just like comedy, right? I never thought a million fucking years that like I would be even sustaining any type of income through comedy. Like, when it used to just be like, I'll take the gig to take the gig. But now I like cringe if it's not enough money, you know, like I'd even think like I could get to that level. I'd even know that there was that level when I first started, you know? So it's like with anything, skating.
Do you still take gigs now that if you don't get paid?
Yeah, if it's like a homies gig.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's just homies. But no, like, some, they'll try to offer you like $20 to drive 70 miles. Like, no. No, like, you're past that. Like, yeah, you're way past that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm not lying. I've gone anywhere from like a lot to a little, and I don't treat it any differently. I really look at it as like, is the booker, if he's making money, we should make money.
Mm-hmm.
And if he wants his show to make money, he should have good comics that will be funny, because people will go back to the show.
Yeah.
So if you're going to cheap out on your comics, well, good luck. These people, the reason they pay is because they know this.
Mm-hmm.
It's a business. It's a formula.
Yeah.
I get Lynn. She knocks it out the park. I get George. He does good. I get Tony or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
We have a show. These people got their money's worth. And I talked to this guy the other day. He's like, I went to go see a comic with my friends, Bringer shows, all these. And I'm like, that hurts comedy, because your first time ever going to comedy, you pay like whatever the cover charge is. You buy the two drinks. You just spent like $40 on everyone's amateur night. And the only one that's funny is that guest drop-in who's there just to work out new shit anyways. Right? And then this guy, and then they think comedy sucks forever.
Yeah.
Oh, I went there. That shit sucked.
Yeah.
Well, no, you haven't went to Crazy Woke Asian show yet. I'm sure that would suck. You know, if you went to our fucking comedy store, I was at the mall and someone came up to me about that show. Holy shit, you're at the comedy store.
Oh, I like that.
And I'm there in the mall. Yeah. And I'm just like, yeah. She was like, it was so, like, we couldn't stop talking about it.
Really? They liked it? The belly room one?
Yeah. Because even me as a comic, and I'm like desensitized to comedy, is like, that was a great show.
Yeah.
You know, I felt like the Comedy Store and the San Diego one was mm-hmm. a great show. Those last two were probably my favorite out of all the Crazy Woke shows in the entire year. Because everyone brought it.
Everyone brought their A game.
Everyone brought it. You know, there was no...
I respect shows, though. Like, I'm just not seasoned enough to be like, let me just try my new shit. You know? Like, when some, maybe I'll put in one new joke.
Well, you just sneak it in there. You sandwich it.
In the middle somewhere.
Where, yeah, just sneak it a little bit. Or then shit shows, always try new shit.
Shit shows.
If you're at a dive bar and there's three people there, don't do your material. Just
because they don't give a fuck anyway. Like, I've been at a show with five people. I'm doing my hits and they're just like, we don't care.
They don't care. Might as well try the dumb shit or stuff that is not really polished. You know what I mean? Because then you feel like shit when you give them the good stuff and then they don't care.
Yeah, and you're like, what the fuck? Is it just not funny or what?
But anyway. And then sometimes you really just can't do anything about it. It's just a shit night. Like, it's not set up.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Okay, good
to
know.
So what's your next step with comedy?
So my birthday show's on Saturday and I'm doing 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Is your birthday in December?
31st. Nice. Well, nobody wants to come to a comedy show.
This Saturday is your birthday show? And where are you having it at?
At the Broadwater in Hollywood. It's Broadwater Theater.
Broadwater Theater in Hollywood. Okay.
So we're doing that. I'm doing 20. And then, you know Neil Nanda?
Mm-hmm.
He's going to headline it for me. He's doing 30.
Oh,
we're
crazy.
Taping it. So I'm hoping to get with that tape to start submitting or getting gigs where I can open for headliners.
Nice. You probably could.
Because I want to do, you know, give me like a 10-minute spot to open, warm up the crowd. I'll take the bullet. You know what I mean? But if I'm taking the bullet for Michael Yo, I'm going to take the bullet.
Yo's opener right now?
No, but I'm saying if I was, gosh. I'm not going to complain.
But you'll get opening shit easy, dude.
You think so?
Oh, for sure. But that one's also relationships.
Yeah.
You meet that headliner. And that's why it's important to do shows, because you'll get a headliner to see you and be like, hey.
Yeah.
And then you get a good relationship and he trusts you and then takes you on the road. I have a lot of friends that are just... You don't see them, and you may think they don't do... They do more comedy than anyone.
Because they just don't do it in L.A.
They're just openers.
Yeah.
And they're constantly touring.
I'll take it. And I'll take it
and
now.
And you get paid to travel and do shit and get your meals paid. And
that's what I want to do.
You know? You're still living the life just under the... You know, under the... You're the anchor for another...
Mm-hmm.
But then they give you the stepping stones to do it your own way.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what I'm excited about.
So is it just you and Neil Nanda?
And then I have like a couple of my good friends doing 5 minutes.
Oh, that's cool.
To warm up the crowd.
This Saturday, yeah.
This Saturday. So it's fun.
I'm going to be in Palm Springs. Coachella Valley Brewing, Laughs and Drafts.
Go see.
We're coming at you, dude. I already have homies that are like, yeah, we're going to come see you. I was like, you know it's far, right?
Oh, I love it. But you're funny, though.
Sammy's going to be on there.
I'm so glad when I see funny Asians. Like when, you know what I mean? Like when some people go on stage, I'm like,
same thing here, man. Like you too. Like I like seeing my funny Asian sisters. Yeah.
You got
unique material too. It's so unique to everyone else. You have a unique experience. I mean, you're the hand job shit. I mean, like that's you. And that's why that went viral.
Probably, yeah.
Because that's a unique thing. Like no one has heard that angle yet, right?
And you guys think it's because somebody said that it's funny because I look like a kindergarten teacher. But then my material is like I used to give hand jobs. You know what I mean? Like they don't expect it is what I'm trying to say. You know what I'm saying? They expect
you got
like
the
a
black
mom.
Blazer on.
Yeah.
You got
and I'm like, I used to give handjobs. They're like, oh shit.
But they used to say there used to be this quote in comedy was like, people wear suits can kill with more racy material. Because you're like some scumbag asshole. You're a piece of shit. You talk like that anyway. You are that guy. You fucking asshole. So you go up there in your pointy toy shoes, your power suit.
Oh shit! I'm glad we met.
Yeah, I am too.
You too. Miranda gave me fucking wine.
The first day we met, I met Lynn. We did a show in San Diego. She comes in and she is pounding the pasta. She fucking handled that pasta. She handled the stage and put in work. Dude. Yeah. What was it? A fucking.
It was like a I was so hungry.
And me and her
have this Cabernet Sauvignon.
I was like. I'm like, I'm so sober right now. Miranda's like, have my coffee.
Yeah.
It was in a coffee cup.
So I can't wait to tell you this story, right? So prior to that, same thing here. I was like, I'm way too sober for this.
Yeah.
So we go across the street.
Not even, you step over a cinder block fucking 18.
She went next door.
The bartender is like the greatest person. She's like a MacGyver. She'll make something happen. She's like, all right, you know what? Let's just put wine in the coffee cups. And the fucking... bar the gas station chick. I already knew she had a spider tattoo on the side. She's like, oh, you guys want to put it in the coffee cup? Don't worry about it. I got you.
She was like, I don't care what bottle of wine you want. I'll make it $9.99 tonight.
And she's like, you take any, because we were complaining about the price.
No, we weren't complaining. It's like, I'm a connoisseur of wine. I can go into a 7-Eleven or an AMPM, and if they've got fucking wine, I'm still going to find the best wine that I can find.
Yeah.
And that shitty fucking. So this chick
was
like,
I'm reading it. She's watching us.
She was
like,
team wino. She's like, pick whatever bottle, $9.99. I'll give you the fucking, you know, the 7-Eleven special.
She's like, you want a couple of free cups, honey?
Yeah. Like, grab the coffee cups. Don't worry about it. You guys have a good time. And we're pouring them in the fucking thing. Because you know how much a glass was in the Comedy Palace?
How much?
$12 for like a little glass, like, you know, because they hike the drinks
up. Of course.
That bottle is $10. That filled
Here's
up
the thing to all you out there, just so you know, any, you know, wine bottle is going to be about 4 glasses of wine. So if you're buying a bottle of wine for $9.99, which any glass of wine at a comedy store is going to be $9 to $14, you're already ahead of the game because you're getting 4 glasses for the price of one. So we both walk in with 2 glasses each
in the coffee cups.
This bitch.
And that
Not
shit
to mention,
made
we
me...
just smoked a joint before walking in.
Yeah. And that really like made my night because then I was like, oh, I feel good now. Like, yeah, let's
and
go.
And George
get it.
Gets in the zone before
That's
your
why
before
I...
your shows. He's like quiet,
he
like
out.
Focused.
Yeah, so
Miranda
focused.
Couldn't even
no,
talk to me.
Us.
She was
you'll
like talking to me.
You'll look at us and you'll be like, they don't even fucking know each other.
They're
right
like,
now.
Yeah, no, he would, like, sit by himself. And I went to say one thing to him, and I was like, oh,
shit,
don't talk to him.
He's in the zone. Sometimes he'll walk up to me and be like, babe, I'm in the zone. I'm like, I know. That's why I'm 16 feet over here.
So
go
good.
Back to where you were.
Yeah, that's good, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she's like, here, want some coffee? I'm like, okay. And I take a
no,
sip.
No, you're
like,
no. I was like, you want some coffee.
Because you didn't know it was coffee, right?
I didn't know.
Yeah. So
no, she thought it was coffee, like some shitty-ass gas station fucking old creamer coffee.
Oh, God,
the
coffee.
I was like, no, you want some. And then you tasted it, and you were like, what the fuck,
I was like, oh,
bitch.
No, I can't do that.
I was
it was
like, what?
Really
it's 14%
strong.
Alcohol. It's rocket fuel in wine terms.
It was not. I like this. See, I drank like 2 glasses of
water. Honestly,
scotch.
We thought you were in
some...
a scotch and water.
I'm like,
oh, she ain't that rough. Holy fuck. Scotch
I was like,
and water.
I'm pretty sure it was scotch and water.
Holy shit.
It was fucking whiskey and
Liz
Coke.
A fucking beast.
Hey, I was like, you're pretty. She gives hand jobs out for a fucking living, okay? I'm not that far off.
Oh, shit. No, that was cool, though. And then I was like, okay, we got this. We get along.
You know,
we get along.
And I'll say that night was an instant connection.
It was.
We, like, for the minute I saw her come in, we were the pasta, the pie and wine.
Laughing my ass off the whole time. I literally leaned over to him. I'm like, couldn't get better fucking host.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, she loved it. And then seeing you at the Comedy Store was like, I love when shit, like, it was still hot from that show.
Yeah.
You know, we see each other on Sunday. We still were hot off those vibes, you know. It didn't die down yet.
No.
So we're even more hyped.
And I'm not a star fucker. Like, I'm not a star
What's a star fucker?
All the bitches that are in his DMs.
Oh, you got fan pussy like Ali Wong says?
Like, so as a comedian's girlfriend, you just have to be, like, content with yourself and have, you know, confidence in your relationship.
Right.
You just have to be like, okay, whatever.
Yeah.
These bitches ain't got shit on me other than silicone. And, you know, 20 years of never being married or having children. Anyway, but fuck it.
You get fan pussy mail for real?
They all do.
You know, at one point, it was...
Baby's got Curious George.
Okay, I used to have this pretty open... it was a show. It was a prank call show. It was even more so... I got it more from that than comedy. Where I would be getting nudes. I was getting, like... can I tell this story? I don't want to, like, fuck anyone up. But this girl... And I had a friend over. And I had this thing called Periscope. And it was a live variety show. And it kind of blew up for a while. Like, I was making money off it. Some guy donated 10 grand and died. Like, it was nuts. It was like a Howard Stern in my room.
Yeah.
So one night while we got it, this girl called in on the live stream. And this is fucking true to... She's banging herself with the back of a comb.
A what comb?
She's fucking herself with a comb.
A comb?
A back of a comb. And, like, and it was weird because everyone was, like, watching.
This
we're
is
like,
my first time hearing this, too.
We were like, what the fuck? And it was, like, pixelated. She's like, oh. And we're like, is that a comb?
That's the first thing
you thought. Dude, and it was so weird because it was, like, she's like, are you not alone? I was like, no, you're live. And she's like, oh, shit. And
oh,
like,
no.
And then, like, it got disconnected. And I remember the next morning she DM'd me. She's like, I'm really sorry. I was so fucked up. Like, can we... just forget about it. I was like, no, bitch, he used a comb. And, like, it was a comb. Like,
shit.
I can't just go
Did
back.
Did it turn
to...
you on?
No, because it was with those people in the room.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So everyone just started laughing like fucking bros. Like, oh, shit, what the fuck?
But when she DM'd you, were you like, oh,
yeah,
okay.
I was a little more
you
sensitive.
Like, yeah, yeah.
But I was like, yeah, we can't really get over that part.
Yeah.
You know, like, you're a little bold to have done that. But, I mean, we would get all kinds
so
of
now,
crazy
did you?
Shit.
Can I ask him these questions in front of you? Is that cool? So did you ever hook up with any... fan pussy male girls?
No, not really.
No? You never met up with them?
Not
nothing?
Really.
I mean, okay, I did have a...
Miranda's confident.
There have been a few times.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, for sure. There was
I mean, if
times.
I was a dude, like, if I was a dude and I was getting fan
pussy... She read a fucking... I left a journal out one day and she read the fucking whole journal.
Like a piece?
And not
she
only
read the
journal,
whole journal.
We got drunk, brought it
put
out.
You on blast.
That had nothing to do with Starfuckers.
Well, that was someone from the thing.
No, it wasn't. It was a fucking mediocre waitress.
Oh,
anyway,
okay.
Like, I don't know. It was like... Okay.
But this was way back in the day when you were doing...
This was,
not,
this
no,
was like 4 years
whatever.
Ago.
Oh, 4 years ago is long.
Yeah.
Okay. But, like, listen. If I was a male comedian and I was getting a lot of fan pussy and I was single, I'd fucking... Why not?
Yeah, why not? You're single.
If
that's
I was single,
so
I would.
So like Mick Jagger shit, but you're like, I'm a woman and I have guys in my DMs, but.
Well, if I had a lot
so
of fan
no,
dick mail,
no
I probably
why.
Hooked up with.
Fan dick pics, God.
Fan dick mail, but you were saying, no, we interrupted you, but you said I'm not a star fucker.
No, I, you know, I'm not like, I respect people and shit and there's certain people that you need a pass for that are stars. But when I met him, it was purely just a self-image. I had no idea what he was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was
and
quoting
if,
comedy.
Had I had known what he was and like meeting him, I would not have been interested.
Oh,
what the fuck? Really?
Yeah, no.
like knowing that he was a comedian?
Yeah,
like have
no,
dated
that wouldn't have been my game because I was legitimately in Santa Monica the week prior, like, fucking walking into the Laugh Factory, like, wanting to do my own shit and, like, walking into a jazz club and, like, getting hung up in that. Like, I have my own love of things before I knew what he was, and his IG, like, all that shit, I'm like, That's
but
not
you
me.
Felt you liked him before you saw.
I still do. Like
what do you
him.
What do you mean it's not you though? Like the IG shit, because it's just skating and promoting like kids.
Oh no, there's just certain star fuckers. There's it's just ridiculous.
She's just saying you're popular on Instagram and she doesn't care for that.
Sure.
Right. That's all.
I'm just saying I'm not one of those bitches.
But she gets you. But now you're
no, but
you're
she,
not
real.
She,
I'm like, don't send me a dick pic. Don't send
and
me a
you know
threat
what?
Over
she,
text. Threaten me in real life.
To be real, to be
with
honest.
The cock out in real life.
And I don't even see myself as that type that
yeah.
would get. I see myself, honestly,
yeah.
being grateful enough to have a platform to,
yeah.
like, even gone to that point. Because I was, growing up, I wasn't a guy that, like, there was a period of time where, like, I had a friend who I just watched him plow through pussy like a fucking,
yeah.
like, snow in Boston, you know, in the wintertime. Like, and, like, I would just have to sit there and watch. I was, like, the friend that drove him home to go fuck.
He was,
you know, like, I was the homie.
Yeah.
I was the homie for a while. So, like, you know, when I took care of myself, I got into shape, I got on TV, like, and I was getting shit thrown at me. I was like, fuck yeah, bring it
yeah,
on, you
dude.
Know? I hadn't been used to that attention before.
Yeah.
To be the one with my friend who always got, like, chicks, to have a girl go, here's my number, and then him think it's him to reach for, and she'd be like, no, the Asian guy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That, like, happened in my life where I was like, finally, because
yeah.
I always sat in the back wanting to be him. I always
yeah.
sat in the back being the less, you know, the lesser of the two evils. And I think a lot of people do comedy or they find themselves in these positions to boost your self-confidence,
mm-hmm.
to, like, feel like worthy of something,
yeah.
you know? And I felt like, you know, when I got into comedy and when I was doing my thing, it was the first time where, like, I think I ever experienced, like, having, like, you know, a girl send me a nude photo or a girl wanting to openly have sex. Like,
yeah.
Off
you
the
became
top.
The cool guy.
Yeah.
The
and
cool
it was
kid.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it was like,
but you know what? Like, when I see your Instagram though, I see you, I see you very humble, very like just you being yourself. You're not like a fuck boy or like whatever, you know?
I just really promote my skating,
yeah.
my teaching my kids and then my comedy, and I do voiceovers and I like to travel and show my dad. And
yeah.
like, I just want to show people what I love. And if that translates in another way of like,
yeah.
oh, that's cool. He's skating still. I want to go out there and skate.
Right.
I've had guys hit me up like, man, dude, you know, I reached out. I started a dadder day because of you, man. I like that shit you do with your dad.
Yeah.
You know? That voiceover
that's
was fucking
sweet.
Hilarious. People sending me voiceovers. It's like,
aww.
You know, it becomes something that's more you want to share rather than
mm-hmm.
brag.
Right, right, right.
Like, why am I bragging
yeah.
about me and my dad over my mom's dad? That's not bragging.
Yeah.
That's sharing. This is the something we want to show you. My dad says, you know, he's like, I know many friends of mine's parents that they haven't visited their mom fucking once in less than
yeah.
10 years. It's like, we show her every week we come here, we show respect. That really is powerful to
mm-hmm.
some people because that makes them remember
or
like makes them think of their own mothers and like, you know, and I think a lot of that comes from just being around like my dad instilling good values, like, and then also, like, skating
mm-hmm.
is a huge thing for me because
you love it.
It's something I feel like it's props-driven, just like comedy, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you got to go out there and really work for a trick. And then once you land it, it's like, I don't get a check.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, I know.
You know, I just get a fuck yeah. Like,
yeah,
one guy
yeah.
claps. You know, like, one guy. And then you watch it and you're like, oh, wow, you just scroll through it. It's like, bitch, that took an hour, you know,
yeah.
just screaming, you know. I woke at 7 in the morning to go take an Uber. I got so mad one day because when I used to travel a lot, I would take Ubers at 7 a.m. to, like, the gnarliest skate park in the coldest weather
yeah.
when it's still icy out to, like, get a trick just so I could do it for me.
Yeah.
And then I remember one guy called me out and he like zoomed in on my foot. He was like, you didn't even land it right. I was like, bitch,
yeah,
fuck the landing.
Yeah.
You take an Uber at 7 in the morning and do that shit for your passion.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you sit there and sell shoes at fucking Aldo's, you piece of shit. You know?
It's like when you land a punchline and then someone's like,
yeah.
but you should have said it this way. Shut the fuck
shut
up.
Shut the fuck up.
You
it's
write
hard.
A joke, goddammit.
Joke.
I hate it when people do that. But what I heard George say is that it took him a very long time to be with a woman like you, who he's always wanted to be with someone like that, right? Like all hot and like everything he always wanted. Now you got the girl.
And
so
I think,
you win at the end. You
well,
were a dorky kid and now you win.
Well, no, with her, it was weird because like I had given up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not lying. I had given, I was for 2 years, nothing.
Mm-hmm.
After I got sick, I made a decision to be alone.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't give a fuck if I died young, like James Dean, and left a good looking corpse. I wanted to be single and ready to mingle and do me. And that was it. And I was not ready to let anyone in. I was like the Scrooge.
Yeah.
I was like, you try to get in. I was like the Grinch. Like, I was incapable of love. It was like, and then I finally started, it started to get to me after a while. Like, I was working so much. And, you know, those nights when you do comedy, you want to kind of come home to something or someone. It's like,
it's true.
When the laughter dies down and the party's over, it, I remember just going home, laying in my bed and like spooning my pillow,
aww,
pretending it'd be someone I
really
love.
Really?
Yeah. And
you know
so,
okay, go ahead.
So finally one day, like I have my talks with God. I believe if you are very clear and detailed about things you want, and if you ask for them and your pure heartedness about it and your, and they, and whatever knows that you're truly working towards that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you will be granted what you ask for.
Yeah.
I within, you know, a valid, like within a reasonable, I don't know. So one day I just was so fed up. I asked the universe. I was like, I'm really tired of being alone.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to share something with someone.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very specific with what I wanted. I said the race. I was like, I have a friend in Maria. Like, if she could be like half Latina, half white, like Maria's, like, because I was like using different friends. I want her to have the personality of my friend Susan. I want her to have the care of Julie. I want her to have like the swag of this black girl I did. Like, it was like the best of everyone, right? Because it was one thing I loved about someone, but they didn't have all of it.
Yeah.
And the biggest was the connection.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not lying. Literally 2 days after I had like screamed this out to the world, I met her like 2 days after. I even have a journal entry. I could probably find it, which shows me asking for this, this, and this, and this. And then when I met her, it really came unexpectedly. I did not expect it. And in the beginning, it was rough.
George is about to get laid tonight.
No, but it was... It was rough because it was like, I didn't know how to accept this awesome thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then like, she had a situation and I had a situation and we just so happened. It was like, it was chaotic, but it was beautiful. But it was like
you didn't want to run from it.
Yeah, I didn't want to run from it. And there was just like, and it just fell into place. And then when things fall in, you just know it's right. Like I get up and go skate. I know it's right. It feels right. This dog, like, I love it. It feels right. Everything, this house feels right. Like, the people I'm with right now, you're right. It feels, when it feels right, it feels right.
Right.
There's no lying to yourself.
I agree. Mm-hmm.
So I just feel like,
so sweet.
That's where that came from. And
so how long do I need to be asking for Eminem for him to show up in my life is what I'm trying to say. Would it?
yeah. You know?
No, I agree with you though.
I think the universe won't give you Eminem. It's too like
out of this world.
They'll give you someone that's like an Eminem. You'll get a feminine or someone like Eminem.
Someone that's bad boyish.
You'll get an Eminem, but not Eminem because Eminem's there's an Eminem, but you gotta ask for like that type. You know,
right? Like what do I like
that's
about
my
Eminem?
Type. Yeah,
yeah. I feel you. I love it.
Yeah.
Aw, George. Do you ever get into your sweet side like this on every podcast?
Not really, no. This is definitely
an
opening.
Are you going to edit all this? Or
no,
you
fuck
doing?
No.
You're going to let it go an hour and a half?
I'm letting it go an hour. Dude, we've done 3 hours before.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. So we have a minute left, and we're going to find your show on Saturday.
Saturday at the Broadway. It's sold out, though.
It's sold out. Okay, great.
But I mean, come to the Comedy Store December 13th.
December 13th, Comedy Store. Oh, that's where it's at.
No, December 7th is sold out. The 13th at the Comedy Store, so my show after that.
Oh, shit.
Or I have a show
Belly Room?
Yeah, no, in the original room.
Okay, and you can follow you on YouTube. You have a show on YouTube.
I have a show on YouTube, Lin Sun TV, The Lin Sun Show, or Instagram, Lin Sun TV.
Yeah, and you can also find you on Instagram.
Yeah, at Lin Sun TV. Same.
They're and don't go to any fucking massage parlor.
Stop at any corner massage parlor and ask for
Lin
Sun.
Yeah. And if you do, call in and take a, and if they say yes, we want to hear about
it. We want to know who it is.
We want to know who it is.
Someone is acting like her.
And I have, I'm going to be at the Rev Winery on the 26th. That's in Corona. And I'm going to be in Palm Springs over the weekend at Coachella Valley Brewing. Yes, I can't wait for that show. And yeah, other than that, we are going to get the fuck out of here.
Aww.
Lynn, thank you so much for
thank
stopping
you.
By.
Thanks, Miranda.
And let's love, peace, and chicken grease. We're out.
Bye. Oh, so fun. Yay, cheers. Cheers, George.